ours to protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Comisión na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
The January Wind Energy report shows that wind provided 36% of Ireland's electricity last month. And that's a really, really strong start to the year. And it's a real sign of the contribution that Irish wind farms are making to decarbonising our energy supply and to pushing down costs for consumers.
Good evening, I'm Luke Delaney. Wind energy is currently the largest contributing resource of renewable energy in the country. It is both Ireland's largest and cheapest renewable electricity resource. Last year was a record-breaking year for wind power generation, and the latest figures so far this year show that wind farms in Ireland continue to build on that success. This week, we spoke to Justin Moran, the director of Wind Energy Ireland. He told us all about the country's two renewable energy and a look into what the future could be. Over the past few years, I think it's safe to say that we have really stepped up our game in renewables, and especially in an EU context. Is that something that you could agree with?
I think we're connecting more projects, we're building more wind farms, we're building solar farms as well, we're going to have offshore wind farms connecting soon. So we are really seeing a momentum building towards the decarbonisation of our electricity supply, to cutting emissions, to ending our reliance on foreign imported fossil fuels. And I think what's also really critical, to pushing down prices for electricity consumers. The wholesale price of electricity last month in January 2024 was far, far lower than it was in January 2023. So we're seeing wholesale prices go down, and we're starting to see that reflected in consumer bills.
From speaking to you just even here, you can hear almost a passion and that this is not fully done, that it is good compared to where we have been, this 36%, but do you want this to even go higher and higher and higher as the year goes on?
What we want to see is increased renewables in the system. So absolutely, we're 36% in January. We hope to do more by the end of the year. We hope to connect more wind farms. We hope to push carbon emissions off our electricity supply and try and get to a point years down the road when we can get to Irish energy independence, when we can rely on our own electricity to power our homes, to power our businesses, to power our communities. To do that, we need to get wind farms through the planning system more quickly. That means we need resources and agencies like On Bord Pleanála, and we need to connect them to the electricity grid, and that means we need to reinforce that grid in the coming years. There's plans and proposals to do that. So the momentum is building, and we are going in the right direction. It'd be great to be going there a little bit more quickly.
As a country, how are we with our natural resources for producing this type of wind energy, for renewable energy? Are we in a good spot so we actually could keep going?
Ireland has a fantastic wind energy resource, probably one of the best in the world. And actually, the proportion of our electricity demand, which is met by onshore wind, 36%, as we said in January, we're actually one of the world leaders in that. We're probably two or three in the world for the amount of our electricity demand met by onshore wind. What we're going to see in the years to come is solar power really stepping up and starting to connect. And then we're going to see offshore wind connecting. By the end of the decade, we want to be providing 80% of our electricity from wind farms, from solar farms, from offshore wind farms. That's absolutely, absolutely doable. It's an ambitious target, but it is doable. And if we get to that, the reward is cheaper electricity, cleaner electricity, and Irish energy independence.
So not even just in an EU context are we leading the way. You could also say it in a world context as well.
Absolutely. Ireland is genuinely a world leader in the amount of electricity demand that is provided by onshore wind. We're a world leader, and Airgrid should get a lot of credit for this, in connecting renewable energies to being able to balance all that renewable power onto the electricity grid. So we're genuinely leading in this space. What we need to be doing is starting to get into other spaces, accelerating the development of solar, accelerating the development of offshore wind energy. Ireland's marine area is seven times the size of this island, seven times. And there is an enormous offshore wind energy resource there. The sooner we can connect those offshore wind farms, which are much, much bigger than the onshore wind farms, we're really going to see an acceleration towards a zero carbon Irish electricity system.
And for you, as someone who has worked so closely to this over the years, Would you say you're proud of where we are now and how we've accepted our role in doing stuff for the wider good?
I'm enormously proud of Wind Energy Ireland's members and of the Irish people who've developed and built and run and operate these wind farms. Every single day, they're pushing gas and fossil fuels off our electricity system. Every single day, they're delivering clean power to Irish consumers. And every single day, they're helping to push the expense of fossil fuels off our grid, which helps push down the price of wholesale electricity and helps protect Irish electricity consumers. I'm enormously proud of them.
Justin, thank you so much for your time today, and I wish you all the best.
Cheers. Thanks, Minnie Luke.
The average wholesale price of electricity in Ireland per megawatt hour in January was €99.90, down from €162.16 the previous year. Not only is the conversion from fossil fuels to renewables vital to the planet, but it is also having a significant impact on people's finances. As Ireland continues to lead the way in wind energy thanks to the work of people like Justin, it's clear that the future is bright for the people of Ireland.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.